Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Mark Neidinger, Deputy Assistant Administrator for Management in the U.S. Agency for International Development. And joining us in our conversation is Kim Hensman.
I understand that OMB has asked State Department and USAID to merge their enterprise architectures. Mark, from a policy perspective, what is advantageous of doing so?
OMB has really given us a great opportunity here to take the work that was done with USAID in regards to the enterprise architecture and the framework that we set up there, because any agency, AID obviously included here, when it develops an enterprise architecture, and all agencies are required to do this, they must, in essence, ensure, and rightfully so, that they align with what's called reference models to the federal enterprise architecture that OMB has established. What this allows, in essence, and there's different reference models, there's business reference models and service reference models and technical reference models and so on and so forth. But basically, what it allows the federal government to do in a very efficient and effective way is that over a period of time, as these enterprise architectures are established, to be able to share and roll up information, again, from a government-wide perspective, leveraging the same capabilities of an enterprise architecture as at the agency level, in regards to efficiencies and work process, potential changes, IT investments. So in essence, in the collaboration that's being pursued with the Department of State and USAID on this, what is occurring is that we're taking two enterprise architectures, again, both that are referencing the Federal Enterprise Architecture, the FEA, and for, I think, one of the first times that this has been done in regards to federal government itself, is bringing these two things together, two different agencies' enterprise architectures. And so basically what it allows us to do is to take a look then, once this is complete, and this is an effort that's just beginning at this point, but leveraging common frameworks, with it complete, it will help our agencies to be able to take a look across the agencies and see where there may be areas that we can further partner, have maybe joint investments, and be able to take a look at how we can best leverage jointly our resources, since obviously with the Foreign Service influence and emphasis that both agencies have. So it's really a great opportunity to sort of demonstrate the model of the FEA between two agencies. And so we're very excited about it. And this is also part of a larger effort between our agencies that's supported by what's called JMC, or Joint Management Council. Department of State and USAID have a joint strategic plan, and enterprise architecture is part of that, and obviously a tool that will help support that. So the Joint Management Council, which I co-chair several of the work groups, the enterprise architecture being one of those areas, is actually the responsible party to take a look at the work of bringing these two architectures together. What's important about that is that basically as these two come together, we need to ensure that there's commonality of language, commonality of understanding of, say, what the repository looks like, commonality of the way we collect information, definitions and such. And having these formalized groups in place, we have means by which we already have key subject matter experts between agencies working together. So this adds additional support to a very successful activity that we're moving forward with at this time. And basically from that perspective, be able to take a look at the federal enterprise architecture and primarily focusing on, as we bring these enterprise architectures together, what can be learned and how can we be able to support OMB as the FEA matures to that point as well.
What advice would you give to other policymakers and IT managers in government about adopting an EA approach?
I think the key thing there goes back to the whole premise that I brought on at the front end here with regards to a business focus. As different agencies develop their enterprise architectures or refresh or expand them, I think one of the great opportunities is if the business area had not been involved extensively is to do that. I think one of the opportunities there in bringing that forth is also, I guess, sort of putting the, I was going to say floodlight, but in essence, it could be a stronger light beam on this in regards to how the IT shop can best support the business area of the organization, and, you know, from a structured fashion, as opposed to being perceived in many instances just as a back office function. Building that partnerships and having the enterprise architecture and having the business focus certainly encourages that. We've certainly seen that at USAID.
Critics of EA would say that it won't catch on either as an IT tool or a business tool in the federal government because it's just too complex. How do you respond to such criticism?
Well, I think primarily in regards to the perception of complexity. Yes, I mean, everyone I talk to when we talk about EA, enterprise architecture, it usually takes them 3 seconds before their eyes start rolling back. It is complex, as I indicated earlier, and I think the key thing here for enterprise architecture to catch on, because in essence, every agency needs to have an enterprise architecture in place. It is a requirement as part of for OMB and such. But for it to catch on itself and for it to be embraced wholly within the agencies, education. And as part of the education is ensuring that we can define enterprise architecture, we can define the processes associated with it in very simple terms. We had an opportunity to basically test our education models, not only internally within AID, but also to our missions in a number of different countries, staff out in the missions that had very little understanding as to, okay, EA, what is that type thing. And in preparing for that, we have a very, very, very good team that was able to do that translation for us from complexity of EA to English. And we keep on putting those programs out there. We'll continue that as part of the education. So I think for it to catch on, it's education, and also for it to be viewed as something that will help the agency's business area as opposed to just something that has to be done or something that is IT-focused.
You've had interesting experiences in public service, and so I'm curious, what advice would you give to someone interested in going into public service?
Well, I think there's great opportunity in public service. What I mean by that is that I think from day one when I began my career in government, at state government level there, and then obviously into the federal side, the one thing that I've always been optimistic about is that I come into the government realm because I feel I can make a change. And I think that basically there is that opportunity. And there's that opportunity to be able to have an impact in regards to, be it USAID, in regards to the missions that we have throughout the world. I don't think it matters what level you come in the public sector or what you're doing. Because I guess if we were to take a look, I guess, again, from an architectural aspect, everyone has a critical piece to the success of the organization. And the uniqueness, and I guess one of the selling educational advantages that we have in regards to a demonstrable enterprise architecture is that you can see whatever a person is doing, what its impact is on the organization to be able to be successful. And so a person coming into the public sector has an opportunity to have an impact no matter where they are. It's a great opportunity.
That'll have to be our last question, Mark. I'm afraid we're out of time. Kim and I want to thank you for squeezing us in your busy schedule.
Yeah, and if the audience would like to find more information on enterprise architecture itself, as I indicated, the Office of Management Budget has set up a federal enterprise architecture and the associated reference models and standards aligned to that. That information, plus information in regards to the CIO activities across the board in enterprise architecture, can be found on www.cio.gov.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Mark Neidinger, Deputy Assistant Administrator for Management at the U.S. Agency for International Development. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research and get a transcript of today's conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.